sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Sorry, everybody. I don't make the weather, but this one fit for this morning. Jason Hafen back here with you, the host of Let's Get Local, the local radio program here on Mad Radio in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. And we thank Darcy and the team for sponsoring the studios here on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm glad to be back with you again after a week off last week to talk with more local businesses and organizations about what they bring to our community, what they're bringing. In some cases, we're going to talk today about things and products that come from different parts of the world and they bring right here to Madison and grow and offer to people. And we'll just tell you some of those stories about events and activities taking place, too, right here in and around our state's capital. So I am glad to have you with me today. I have to thank our sponsors right out of the gate, of course. We do have so many wonderful supporters of this program, of telling these local stories to you. So I did want to thank them throughout the show. Evolution Financial, Sue Peck, Evolution FinPlan. You can check her out and at the website, evolutionfinplan.com. And again, Sue, she's been on the program before. She will be again. She's a fantastic person, a great friend, and just someone that if you have financial planning needs, you're going through transitions, anything like that, Sue can help you. And she's a great person to deal with. Also, you just heard the commercial for Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles, such wonderful supporters of Dane by Local for so many years. Rose, one of the original board members, also, I think Easy Office Products, one of the original members of Dane by Local. So they have been in that local mindset and have brought so much to our community too. And don't forget, with Easy OP, you know, they can deliver right to your door. So if you're working from home, if you have a home office, if you work at a larger office building, it doesn't matter. They'll deliver right to you. And easy ordering online, easy ordering on the phone. They have so many different ways they make it easy. So they're aptly named EZOP.com for Easy Office Products. Another great supporter of the show. Ahead today, we'll talk with Megan from Dane by Local. And we'll get a recap of an event that just took place on Wednesday. It was the second Shop Local Tour that happened on Wednesday. So it was great to have that event. Again, the first one was in February. We had, as we thought spring was here, people out on Wednesday, for the Shop Local Tour Food Edition, where people got to experience food and some really good information coming back from that. And there are eight more tours to come, eight more. So just make sure that that you do get a chance to check in with them and look at the Dane by Local website to find out all about the upcoming tours. There are two coming up here soon, and then there's more throughout the year and through the fall, so it's going to be a great time to kind of see Madison that way. My first guest is looking to connect by phone, so we're going to give you a little more Bing, and we'll be back in a minute just to connect with Faith Dye here of Live Well Video.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
Okay, okay, you get the point. It's winter again, everybody. It is winter again, but we, again, it might be spring by midweek next week. We do have our first guest with us now for today's show. It is Faith from Live Well Video. Faith, are you there? How are you doing?
I am here. Hi, good morning. Hi, snowy morning.
You know, I was like, what am I going to start the show with today? That just made me, I had to go with it. I know people don't like it. They don't want to hear it, that it's not spring, but it, or it doesn't feel like spring, but it doesn't feel like spring. But here we are in the snow. But we have some great things coming up for you this spring. And I know, tell people a little bit about your business first, and then we got some exciting things where they can connect with you in person. So tell people about Live Well Video, what it's all about, and why you started it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jason. So my company is Live Well Video, and I just love to help make marketing videos easier for businesses. And so whether that's a solopreneur or a large company, it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that marketing videos can be, you know, somewhat overwhelming, and I work to make the process simple and easy and fun. And the ultimate goal is to just use those videos to help these businesses to grow.
I think it's something, right, that people want to do, and they understand they need, the video can be a great tool for them, right, to market, tell their story, showcase their business or their organization, their events. But it's sometimes there's a lot of stigma behind that faith. People think it costs so much. People think it's really difficult. It takes so long. Like, tell people about how the process can be easy and can be doable and can be affordable.
Yeah, well, I help in two different ways. So I come at it from a marketing standpoint, because that's where I've spent most of these years in Madison, is in a marketing role, and I've owned a brick and mortar business in the past. So I understand what these business owners are up against, and they don't want to have to deal with the complexities of getting a video made, but they also don't want to, it has to be something that's sustainably done and something they can do more than once, right? So I come in and I make it an affordable process. I make it simple. We take care of, you know, if they need help with their messaging, we take care of all the equipment. We just bring everything in and just make them look and sound as great as they can be with their messaging. But if it's something that they have a team or someone on their team that wants to do it in-house, we also help with that, because I can understand that sometimes you can't always outsource. And so sometimes you have to learn how to do it yourself with your team, and we can do it in a more professional way in-house and go beyond the phone. So I certainly help people with making those videos a little bit more polished with the phone. But if they want to invest in equipment like a DSLR camera and a microphone and some lights, it really doesn't have to be that expensive. So I can come in and help with that, so that they can, you know, outsource sometimes and then do some, they're on their own sometimes.
That's a great point and such a great resource, because I think that can be overwhelming as well, right? Maybe you want to up your game there, you want to make your own videos, and everybody's making their own videos pretty much. But you want to make them a little bit better. You want to make them more professional. You want to kind of increase the value there and usage. But it can be overwhelming when you start looking at, okay, what equipment do I need, and what should I get, and what am I trying to do here, and what do I need to make that happen? You can easily overspend, or you can easily get cheaper equipment that isn't going to work out for you, and then you've spent money and wasted time. And so having advice from someone like yourself is really valuable.
Yeah. And that's all I try to do, because I've been in their shoes. I worked for a retail corporation that had 4 locations in Madison, and they upped their game with their e-commerce and their YouTube channel. And we had to figure it out as a team as well. And we got the equipment, and we had a really great workflow where we would make, you know, 4 YouTube videos per week. So that had to be a really well-oiled machine. So I know what it's like to be on a team internally and to have to start from scratch. And so I just want to pass on that experience and knowledge if a business can't outsource. But certainly if they can outsource, I try to make it as affordable and fun as possible, because we, you know, we weren't brought up in front of a camera. And so I think one of the biggest obstacles is people might feel uncomfortable in front of a camera, because we're not used to talking into, you know, a dark lens. And so I really pride myself on just helping people feel comfortable, so that, you know, it's not a daunting thing. It doesn't have to be intimidating to be on camera. I know what that's like. So anybody who considers themselves an introvert or shy, or they don't want to, you know, brag about themselves, it's not that. It's taking that teacher role and knowing that there's someone out there that we're serving every day, and video is just the great vehicle to do that.
We're talking with Faith with Live Well Video, and Faith doing some other things as well. Faith, you have something coming up with UW-Madison Small Business Development Center here soon. Tell people about that.
Oh yeah, in April. They have this every year. It's their digital marketing conference. So I'm going to be presenting their teaching on a hands-on workshop in April. I think it's April 27th. And what's really great about that workshop is I actually will bring the tools, show everybody. It's mainly for business owners or startups, but anybody can attend. And we'll go over exactly the process, you know, how to plan your production, what to do on film day, what to use, including your phone, and then beyond the phone, how I use everything and how I would actually go about creating a video for a client, and just taking them through the process so they can actually see it in action and practice.
That sounds fantastic. Sounds like a great opportunity. And I know that's one of the things, like you talked about before, the comfort level for people, right? And how that can be, it can be an uncomfortable experience, an unnatural experience for a lot of folks, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so that's, to me, as a person who's done video projects too, and interviews like this, is finding people, kind of helping them get to that area where they can just present them their best self and really be in that position where they are comfortable enough to speak the way they want to and get that message across, I think is one of the biggest parts of the whole thing. So if you're focusing on that, as well as helping with the tech, I mean, I think that's just an incredibly valuable piece and service to anyone that wants to work with you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And yeah, that is my goal, is to just help everybody feel comfortable getting their messages out. And if I can be the conduit, if I can help in any way, one tip that I give someone every time is that you don't have to speak directly to a lens. You can speak to someone standing next to the camera and just have a conversation with them as if you're speaking to your best friend, or you're speaking to someone that's really interested in your product or services, and you're a leader, you're an expert, and you're in service. And so when we take that perspective, it makes it a lot easier.
All right, Faith, we are about out of time, but I do want people to know how they can connect with you. How can they find you, reach you if they're looking for your help?
Yeah, my website is livewellvideo.com. If anybody wants their own video planning sheet, a little worksheet that gives them some tips on how to do it themselves, they can email me, faith@livewellvideo.com, and they can get the sheet.
That is Faith with Live Well Video. Faith, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for being a Dame by Local member, and thanks for helping out local and independent businesses.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll be back here on the other side of the break for more Let's Get Local. We'll hear about the Shop Local Tour and Dame by Local events coming up right after this.
And Blossom knows that patience pays while the cold winds blow. Squirrels won't worry and chipmunks don't fret. And the flowers have faith, spring will be here yet. They know it's as close as in pods bees are. So let's be as
scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control.
All right, sometimes we're stuck in the middle, sometimes we're stuck other places. Sometimes we are joined by friends. You could consider being stuck with them, but we're not stuck with Megan Stern, but we are here with Megan Stern on Let's Get Local. Megan, how are you doing?
I'm good. Sorry, I tried to join you on Zoom, but I couldn't get through, so I'm calling a little late. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. And I just had a caller call asking me about tickets for something, and I was like, I'm sorry, I know nothing about these tickets, but I'm glad you're listening to the station and listening to our show. So anyway, Megan, Dane by Local has been busy. We talked about how busy March was and is, and we're wrapping up the month. And this past Wednesday and this last week has been really great. Some great public activities and working with the community and working with different business partners. Tell us a little bit about that Shop Local tour that just took place.
Yeah, it was a wonderful night. I was the Dane by Local kind of sponsor for the night, where I welcomed all of the folks that decided to join us on our Shop Local bus tour, and was there to greet them when they got back. And it just turned out to be such a great evening. We start at Delta Beer Lab. We had some amazing swag bags. So many generous people in our community offering just to get their name out there, but also just to support local. So you got a bag full of goodies. They got on this luxury Gallant Knight bus, which was really awesome. They got their pin from Madison Top Company, who's our presenting sponsor. And Kavanaugh was a sponsor for the night because it was driven by food. That was our focus. So they headed off into six different restaurants around Madison who took the time to prepare something special just for the guests, to highlight what they specialize in, offer a beverage, offer them opportunities for deals when they come back. And they just had a great time. And they got back a little bit late, just full of joy and laughter. And we're excited to get back to Delta Beer Lab for a complimentary beverage and dessert from Baked Lab. So it was a great night. Lots of joy, lots of fun. It was great to see everybody. So like so much enjoying the community.
Yeah, I mean, good food will certainly make a good mood, let's say that oftentimes. And it is just, I think, a unique opportunity when this idea was brought forth to the Dane by Local Board. I think everybody saw the value in that and hope people would gravitate towards it and understand that, it's just kind of a different way to experience some of these businesses. And then, like you said, some of these businesses are doing special things, special events, or creating special items.
Right.
And that interaction that you can't have if you just go there normally. So there's a little bit more to it. And what a great introduction to new places around Madison.
Yeah, that was a really good way of describing it. I think everyone felt very special, and they were like, well, I want to come back here now that I know Ben Dung's been here for 23 years, and this is why they do what they do. They got to hear the story, and any storytelling is always really valuable, I think.
So the Shop Local Tours, next one's coming up in May. So April, no Shop Local Tours, but May 5th, we have one coming up as well. And that one is on the website already. So you can go to danebylocal.com, find out about the next Shop Local Tour. And again, there's eight more throughout the year. So opportunities to explore Madison in a different way, and luxury, and have some fun and meet new people. It's all a wonderful, wonderful experience. And again, visit Delta Beer Lab as a starting point and an ending point. So Megan,
to the public, I want to make sure they know it's a very inclusive experience. So if you're not sure, can I go alone or should I bring a partner? Who's going to be there? It's been a variety of people. We have a lot of best friends in their 70s who do stuff like this together. We had a group of young people who just wanted to try new places. This time we had somebody that had a seeing eye dog. It's a huge variety of people, so you're not going to feel excluded if you join us at all.
What a great introduction, too, for younger people in the Madison area, or people who are newer to it that don't know all of these places, to kind of find out what's new. And then, as we know, with small business, there's changeover. There's new businesses coming on board all the time. So be able to kind of experience things that maybe have changed in Madison, even if 20 years ago it was something else. Now it might be something new, and you could really benefit from having that in your life.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Megan, what is on tap next? So we got through March. We're almost through it. Okay. We're almost through it. Soupçon's wrapping up. All these things are wrapping up. And now we just take a big rest, right? Is that what happens?
We do. We have we have two auctions a year, silent auctions. And they're always a super great experience for the community because, again, it's kind of like the Shop Local Tour. It gets you visibility to all sorts of things happening in Madison or the Dane County area that you probably didn't know about. And it's great for our businesses because we usually get about 10,000 views of that site. So that's coming up, and that's in the beginning of May that we'll be having that. So that's two things heading into May. And I would put in a little plug for a side project that we've been working on, Dane by Local has been working on, with the Dane County Food Collective. They have the month of April is wellness month for them. And so they have a whole docket of activities, and it's open to anybody in the food and hospitality and beverage industry, but also the public. So they're offering a pasta party, workout sessions, a health forum. So those of you who have employees and you're not sure how to help them with their health care, a health forum. So if you go to that Dane County Food Collective website or Instagram or Facebook, you're going to find a wealth of information. No cost to most things unless it's one of the meals.
That was a joke, Megan. There's no resting with Dane by Local. I understand that. No resting.
Yeah.
All right. Megan, thanks so much for the updates and your time. And we'll catch you again real soon here on the show, okay?
Thank you.
Be back for more Let's Get Local right after this. Here at the Solidarity Realty Studios, Jason Hafeman, your host of Let's Get Local, featuring members of Dane by Local and other organizations around our area that make us unique and special and telling their stories. That's what the show is. And again, we couldn't do the show without our sponsors, so we thank some of them off the top. We'll get some more in right now. Forward Thai Boxing, they'll be back with us here on in April to tell more about what they're up to over at Forward Thai Boxing. Again, their website, forwardthaiboxing.com. They, again, it's a wonderful way to learn some skills, get fit, and learn some useful tools and self-defense classes too with Krav Maga. Wonderful owners over there in a brand new space and a boxing ring right in the space. You can get in the ring if you really want to. Also on the show, Ula Eyewear, you just heard from Brittany and the team there. We really appreciate their supports. Right over at Hilldale Shopping Center, Ula Eyewear. You can head over there and get your pair of glasses, and they will help you find the perfect ones for you. Margot, Brittany, the team over there, wonderful. And last but not least, we'll have a guest on again real soon, which is Sabrina Madison and the Progress Center for Black Women. We thank them for supporting the show and also bringing their voice to Let's Get Local here on a regular basis. So we get to meet a new partner and a new friend, a new member of Dane by Local now, as Jack and Mary with Chai House are with us. Chai House LLC out of Sun Prairie. Jack and Mary, how are you?
Good. How are you, Jason?
Good to talk with both of you and learn about your business and what you're kind of bringing to the area. Now, Jack, I met you a couple of months ago at a Dane by Local breakfast meeting, and we talked a little bit. Tell us a little bit about how this got started with Chai House.
Go ahead, Mary.
Jack and I met about 5 years ago at church and became friends. And one day we were talking, well, I was sharing my plan B. So I'm a nurse, and I was sharing how I was always looking for like a side hustle, something to do when I retire, because quite honestly, I won't be able to sit still. And I needed, you know, I wanted something that I could do from home, or actually at one point I wanted to have a brick and mortar place. My husband at the time was disabled, and I knew I was going to be spending a lot of time taking care of him. And so we were sharing ideas. And one of the ideas that I had was to open a tea house. I love tea. I had been to several tea houses and tea rooms with my sister-in-law, and just kind of fell in love with the whole thing, not just the tea itself, but the whole experience. And I was sharing that with Jack, and he pretty much took it and ran and has turned my idea into a reality.
Mary, tell us a little bit more about your history of tea. Like, where have you been? Where did you experience that? What got the tea bug for you?
I've always liked tea. However, and I know Jack grew up kind of the same way. It was mostly when I was younger, I'd get tea when I was sick. You know, you put a little honey in it, and we put whiskey in it. I know you put something else for like sore throats. And I just kind of like tea from there. And then about 22 years ago now, I was in California with some friends, and they're Indian, and they made me masala chai. And that really pushed me over into, I really like this. I like tea. I came home and I missed it. And I developed my own
masala mix based off of what my friends had taught me. And I introduced it to Jack, and he was hooked after that.
All right, Jack, how did you get kind of brought into this? I know Mary kind of said you ran with the idea, but was tea something that you'd really enjoyed and wanted to bring to more people, or how did that all happen for you?
Well, it's interesting because, as Mary said, growing up, the only time we ever had tea was when we were sick, usually. And when we say tea in this context, we're talking about grocery store, 100 to a box bag teas. And, you know, to me, that was tea. And, you know, the other time you would have had it would have been making iced tea in the summertime. So, you know, that was my concept of tea. When Mary introduced me to whole loose leaf teas, it just opened up a whole new world to me. And I quickly realized I had been missing a lot all these years. So it really has just become a bit of a passion, to be honest with you. It's been fun learning about the tea industry. It's been fun learning about all the different places that grow it and the people that grow it, and how it has been a really important part of history throughout the world. I mean, everything from, you know, the Boston Tea Party to the Opium Wars. So there's been an educational aspect of this that I never really expected.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, when you think about the history of tea, like you said, and it's so popular worldwide. And if you go and travel to other places and other countries and other areas, even, you can see how people use it, how prevalent it is. It is something that a lot of people enjoy, and it's been around forever. And there's so many different benefits to it. So talk to people a little bit about some of the benefits of tea that are out there that they may not know if they're not familiar with, you know, really getting into good quality tea.
Well, some of the more obvious ones, obviously, are just the taste. There are 4,000 varieties of teas. And part of the fun about exploring the world of loose leaf teas is that because there are so many, there's always a new one to try. And you don't necessarily, you're not going to like all of them, certainly, because everybody's tastes are different. But you're certainly going to find something you like with 4,000 teas to choose from. So, you know, that part of it's fun. And plus, you get to know, you know, again, who grew it, where it's from, part of the culture. There are certainly plenty of health benefits, plenty of studies out there that talk about how flavonoids in tea provide a lot of promote health benefits for everyone. One of the contrasts, the U.S. is predominantly a coffee culture, but one of the contrasts is that coffee is an on-the-go, got to get there quick, need it fast, grab it in the car, kind of cultural phenomenon. Whereas tea, actually, it forces you to slow down, take a breath, kick back, enjoy it, contemplate, do whatever. And I think it's one of those things that really has appealed to a lot of people that don't really know tea in that way.
It's almost like a comfort food, but it's a comfort drink.
Yeah, isn't there even something a little therapeutic feeling to just steeping tea in that process, right? Because it's, you can see it, you can, I mean, I don't know, just to me, we've drank tea at our house for a long time. My wife is from the Netherlands originally. And so, you know, family, a lot of tea drinkers there. And it was just always part of her upbringing. And so I didn't drink a lot of tea before I met her, but really enjoy tea now. And our kids enjoy tea too. So I think it's something, like you said, if you get introduced to it, there's always going to be something you like. And then there are, you know, so many good alternatives, right? That tea can be, instead of a different type of drink, a sugary drink, something else that could maybe have not as good of stuff in it for you. Tea has these benefits. Plus, it can be tasty. So, yeah, I love it. And I'm glad you guys are here talking about it. We're talking with Jack and Mary with Chai House LLC, the website chaihousellc.com. Let's talk a little bit about your business and how you brought this idea of tea and kind of all of learning about it and what you could bring to Sun Prairie and Dane County in this area You know, how did that come about, and why did you want to do that specifically here?
Well, so as Mary mentioned before, we had met at church and started comparing notes about our respective plan Bs for retirement. And Mary had mentioned the tea house idea. I'm a marketing guy. Strategic planning has been what most of my career has been in. So I offered to do the due diligence and work on coming up with some kind of a business plan for her to make this a reality. And I had been to the Republic of Georgia back in 2019 for a wedding of a friend of mine. And it was, I got there before the couple of days before the wedding, and it was, I just fell in love with the culture. It's such a beautiful country. It's the people are some of the most hospitable you will find. And it was just an amazing experience. And so when I came back, I was trying to figure out how do I turn my love of Georgia into a business. And I was thinking something along the lines of developing tour groups and lead them over there in Georgia. As I was doing the research for the tea business, I found out that Georgia had at one time been the fourth leading producer of tea in the world. And that just didn't compute with me initially, because Georgia is about the size of the state of West Virginia. And turns out that when they were part of the Soviet Union, they were supplying all the tea to Russia. So you can imagine, I mean, there were hundreds of family tea farms that were producing tea at breakneck speed, employing all kinds of Soviet manufacturing and production technology. They were using herbicides and pesticides and churning out just tons and tons of tea leaves. Unfortunately, the quality of it wasn't very good. And Georgia had developed a reputation for having tea that was less than acceptable. Ironically, when they started producing tea back in the mid-1800s, one of the Georgian princes was visiting China, and he had learned of the tea production methods over there, and he thought, we have a climate back in Georgia that actually might be perfect for growing tea. And so, unfortunately, importing tea or tea seeds out of China at that time was illegal. So he ended up smuggling tea seeds out of China in a bamboo pole and brought them back to Georgia and planted them. And about 2 years later, they were competing and winning awards on the international tea stage. So this prince was exactly right about the conditions for growing tea there. They were absolutely perfect. And, you know, then the Soviets took over and decided to make them a captive source so they wouldn't have to buy Chinese tea anymore. So that's how we ended up in finding out about tea in Georgia. And it just kind of dovetailed Mary's plan B and my plan B into one big plan B.
We're talking with Jack and Mary of Chai House LLC. ChaiHouseLLC.com is the website, and you could order through that. We're going to get more into ways you can find their products and find their tea here in a little bit. But Mary, I want to go back to you. You just kind of tell people a little bit about when you said before, you know, there were certain kind of teas, and did you create your own blend? Is that what you said?
Was that for the masala? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So masala, when you people say I want chai tea, that's kind of redundant because chai means tea in a number of languages. What they truly mean is masala chai, which is the spice mix that gets cooked with the tea and gives it its distinct flavor. When I was with my friends, you know, every Indian family has their own masala mix. You know, and you can go anywhere and you'll find masala that may be like, some people like cinnamon, some people like cardamom more, and the balance in the different flavors are unique to each family. I came home from California and mixed up my own, and I will tell you, I mixed it up many, many, many times. And that's how I came to find out what I like. And I like mine. I like making it myself because I have, like I said, the different spices that I like. I mix it in with my tea. I don't buy, and I never did. And no, I shouldn't say that. I tried one.
Mary, I'm going to have you finish this on the other side of the break. I lost track of time. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
And we'll hear about how you can connect with this amazing local chai source.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
We are back here. Derek was a little bit off with an inch Friday night on his weather report, but that's okay. That happens. That happens. Weather difficult to predict. But we're back with Jack and Mary talking about chai house LLC. And Mary, you were just telling us a little bit about your Marsala blend. Please finish that story about how you kind of, you had to dabble a bit, right? A lot of some experimentation to get to the right piece, but you found something that people really enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. And the nice thing about it is it's not a prepackaged mix like you see someplace. We have the spice mix separate than the tea. And that way it's not, you can control, like I said, how spicy you want it. And you can control the sweetness level. So like I said, sometimes you'll buy a mix that is already mixed liquid, and the sugar in it is just outrageous. It's becomes very syrupy, and I don't particularly like that. But the nice thing about our masala mix and tea, when you put them together, you can add how much sugar you want to, or a sweetener that you want. You know, it allows you to custom prepare your own masala.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Oftentimes, as we're talking here with Jack and Mary of Chai House LLC, based out of Sun Prairie, but you can get it pretty much anywhere. We're going to get to that. But oftentimes when I talk with small businesses and people that start something like this, there's a mission behind it. There's something more they want to do than just sell a product or bring a product to the area. Tell us a little bit about how you source it and the why you did that the way you did and how important that was for you.
Sure. We made a conscious effort early on to work with small family tea farm operations. And those specifically that employ organic sustainable farming methods. These small family operations are up against a real problem in the tea industry because they're competing against these large multinational corporations. Typically, they would be supplying their teas to some of these large supply chain partners that are basically owned by the large tea companies. And the tea industry, like a lot of industries, it's famous, or I should say infamous, for exploiting their workers. And working conditions are not very good. They don't pay them very much. And most of the profit goes into the supply chain partners, if not the corporation itself. So there's a real effort to get around that. I mean, in our case, we're dealing with directly with family tea farms that are part of cooperatives. So in Georgia, there is the Georgian Organic Tea Producers Association, and we are the exclusive U.S. Importer for their teas. And those teas come from roughly 25 different family tea farms. There is a big effort by the Georgian government to try to reinvigorate and revitalize the Georgian tea industry. When the Soviet Union collapsed back in 1991, as you can imagine, the Georgian economy, along with the Georgian tea industry, basically collapsed with it. And as I mentioned, there were hundreds of these family tea farms, and there was no place for them to sell their tea. So all of the workers that they had basically fled the country and went to Turkey, making Turkey now one of the larger producers of tea. Georgia was left to pick up the pieces, and a lot of these farmers had to resort to just subsistence farming just to live. So for the last 30, 40 years, the tea farms were basically reclaimed by the forests around their estates and basically forgotten. Well,
but the tea plant survived in the forest and thrived.
It's so incredible, the story, and how nature will bounce back if given the chance. I love that story. I love hearing about that mission. Now we have to tell people about how they can get your product. So they can get it online, but there are other ways too. So kind of give us an overview of that.
So we just recently started working with Fresh Mart here in Sun Prairie. They're an international grocery store, and they are carrying a select few of our Georgian teas. We have an interesting arrangement worked out with them that if our customers want to, they can go on to chaihouseLLC.com, onto our online store, and they can purchase teas there. The ones that aren't carried in Fresh Mart can be purchased online, and we'll actually deliver those teas to Fresh Mart for you to pick up. That way you can save the shipping charges. There are instructions on our page that tell you how to use the coupon code and how to go about doing that. We also are working locally with some partners. We just started working with the Dane County Humane Society and Blessed Sacrament School, also in Madison. And if you go to the website, you'll see instructions there as well under our Chai House Partners page. If you place an order and use the appropriate coupon code for either of those organizations, we'll actually donate a portion of the proceeds to those organizations. So it's one of the things that we've wanted to incorporate into our business is being very active locally and trying to help other organizations as well. Our slogan is where good starts with tea. And one of the good things that we want to do is not only help family tea farms across the world, but we also want to help our neighbors in our own communities here as well.
I love those collaborations that can be so powerful and helpful on the business side, but also for those groups that you're partnering with. Are there other ways people can get in touch with you to do more of that, or more organizations if they're interested?
Absolutely.
Do they reach out the best way?
Sorry. We're always on the lookout for new partners. You know, we're not trying to partner with everybody and anybody under the sun, because, you know, we don't want to cannibalize the efforts. We're always open to any organizations, any other businesses where there might be some synergy between us, and contact us on our website at chaihouseLLC.com, or you can call us at 920-542-0602.
chaihouseLLC.com. Jack, Mary, thanks so much for your time today. Thanks for telling our audience about your business, about what you're bringing, about your mission, about ways they can work with you and support small tea growers in Georgia.
Thanks, Jason.
That's it for Let's Get Local this week. We appreciate you listening and tuning in. You've been hearing us from the Solidarity Realty Studio. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. This is Jason Hafen signing off here on Let's Get Local on Mad Radio. Catch you next week. Woo!